Proverbs 1:2-4 says, "To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion." The Proverbs, as written and given in the Bible, are called the Proverbs of Solomon. But we know, as the note in the Old Schofield Reference Bible says, that the Proverbs were Solomon's, according to verse 1 that we talked about last time, implies no more than that he gathered into orderly arrangement sayings already current amongst the people, the wisdom of the Spirit, perhaps through many centuries. And so we have the Proverbs that came from many different people through the centuries. But what we do know is that God chose which Proverbs would end up in his book. And he used Solomon to collect these. Now, these are very practical. Yes, they're ancient, but they're very practical. It says, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. Today's an example. The reason why we're recording and uploading this a little later in the day is because I had to get to the church building and let a man in who could work on our gas stove, which is a commercial stove. And there might have been a time where I might have tried to tinker with it myself. I'm now wise enough to know that there are some things I should let other people work on and deal with. Gas, electricity, any number of things. I'm just not going to mess with it because I've learned there are guys who know what they're doing, and I'll let them do the work. There have been people blow themselves up or get themselves electrocuted because they didn't know what they were doing. And it really is that practical. The Bible basically says to be humble enough to admit you can't do everything. Sometimes you got to let somebody else do it. And verse 3, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. To receive the instruction of wisdom is a big problem for a lot of, I've known a lot of people. At times, all of us, we're a little slow to accept the instruction of wisdom because we think we know everything. And we'll go into the justice and judgment and equity another time. But I want to then look at verse 4. To give subtlety to the simple. People get offended when I say this, but people are stupid. And I'm one of them. We do stupid things. The battle in life really is to do the least number of stupid things. To not do stupid things that get ourselves and others hurt or cause problems for ourselves and others. And how do we do that? It starts by admitting you need help. And then you turn to God, who is wisdom. Jesus Christ, when he came to this earth, was wisdom personified. Wisdom incarnate. And so we turn to his word. And yes, it's true that there's nothing in the Bible directly speaking to gas stoves or electricity or cars. But when it comes to dealing with the problems and issues that arise because of gas stoves and electricity and cars, then we can have wisdom. We can make better decisions about dealing with those things. And giving subtlety to the simple, and it says to the young man knowledge and discretion, because I'm just man enough to admit, I think anybody who's honest is going to admit, when we were young people, it didn't come natural. And that's when you do a lot of the dumb. I'm one of those people who admit, I'm amazed that I survived youth. And thank God for his mercy and for the wisdom he'll give those of us who will just admit we need it.